We are good. All right, it's the rundown.
Wait.
February 28th. It is brought to you by Fuego Box. 1 in 9 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. That sucks. The Churro Challenge features the world's spiciest mini chocolate and is fired up by the Black Reaper. To take the challenge, head to chocochallenge.com. Order a bar, photograph, or video yourself attempting to eat it. Trust us, it's insanely hot, and you probably won't be able to finish it. We're trying to raise $100,000 for prostate cancer research. Fuego Box is donating $5 for every bar purchased. So go to chocochallenge.com and support a great cause. Nobody wants prostate cancer. That's for the birds.
I tried the chocolate. It's very hot.
It says you won't be able to finish it.
No, you eat it, and then I immediately started burping and, like, crying a little bit.
Nice. So we got this lawsuit.
It's a good cause.
What?
It's a good cause.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
For the balls.
For the prostate.
The
ass.
Oh, I guess it's...
Yeah, they put it right in the butthole.
Oh, your prostate's
I had to do
hole?
That.
They go like that.
When you hit 40, they do that. They just bend you over like a 2-bit hooker.
Did it feel like pooping?
It didn't feel good. No, it just was like,
whoop. Not for you.
Speaking of assholes, sucks. The poop guy. So, what?
No, speaking of assholes, that was a nice,
unbelievable
I was giving like a little
a
plus
pro.
One.
So this guy, we have this guy who's going around local tracks. Well, no, the same track, and he'd poop every single morning. Like, rather than just pooping in a toilet, he'd go to the track and just defecate
like
on
a
the
dog.
Track. Yeah. Except he was a human. So they looked for him. They found this guy. It turned out he worked at a rival school. He was like, I don't know,
superintendent.
Right. They put his mugshot out. Here's the pooper. This is the guy who was pooping on your school. Well, how the tables have turned. The pooper is now suing the police department, saying you had no right to release my photo. You've embarrassed me on a national scale, and you never release photos of low-level crimes like this, but you did it to me because you want to embarrass me for being the pooper. Who you got? Suing for $1 million.
I think I stand with the pooper there. I feel like that's a victimless crime.
Victimless? Someone has to clean that up
that
every single
true.
Day.
Yeah, it's like dog poop. Although you can tell the difference between dog poop and human poop very easily.
It's on a track.
Yeah.
Like that's terrible like for whoever.
When we went to Philly for the draft, we came across some human poop in the alley, and it was very clearly human poop.
That's definitely Philly.
Yeah.
That's definitely human
right.
poop
it's
all
like
over
you
the
can
place.
Just tell.
I feel like $1 million is a fake amount for a lawsuit. You knew you can't take the guy seriously when he's just like, yeah, $1 million. Like, what's the $1 million for?
Well, his life, I mean, I actually fairly...
But you're siding you with the pooper?
Name,
you're about
well,
to say his
no,
life
no, no,
is
no,
ruined?
No.
He shits in public.
Yeah, but now everyone knows that. But I will say...
So they should.
There's an old expression, don't do the crime if you're not willing to pay the time. In this case, I think to think that you can just get away with pooping relentlessly on someone's track every single day.
But it's a rival high school. That's kind of all
fair
and love and war.
That's a fair point.
No, but he needs to be publicly shamed for this. Like, otherwise, you'll just have other poopy bandits fucking running amok in the world. Like, you can't just have people pooping in public. That there needs to be, like...
I think I'm on... I
you can't be on the pooper
don't
side.
Don't let him sway you.
No, I'm on Rowan's side.
That's sad.
I'm not going to say don't poop on your rival's high school if you're into, like, oh, big rival, I don't like these guys. I'm going to just start pooping every day on their track to prove a point. But if you get caught, that's, again, you got caught.
He shouldn't be doing
his own dirty work.
Like,
what?
He should be sending, like, the bully.
This is what I don't understand. When did you guys lose your sense of humor?
Dude,
that's what I don't understand.
It's funny.
You used to be a fun guy to
hang
out with.
No, that's
like, hey,
I'm still fun.
This prank. Let's
I'm
poop
still
on
fun.
High school track, and now oh, you're,
he's
you
the
know, don't do this. Don't jaywalk.
Yeah, but,
don't
yeah,
speed.
Yeah,
don't poop on
yeah,
high
but,
schools.
But the counterpoint here, it can still be funny. If that's you, be like, yeah, they got me. That's me. I was the pooper. I was having some fun. You can't now be like, hey, wait, now we're serious. Now I'm gonna sue you for mil. Like it's like, yeah, you
what
got me.
What was the original? Like, what was his punishment originally?
I think just like stop pooping.
Yeah, the shame, and just like probably had to do community service.
Can you
who
actually?
Who put it on? Who put it on on Facebook?
The police released his mugshot.
He's got to poop in front of the police department. He's got to. Like he's got to. That's you got to fight.
Is that a crime? I don't know.
Public that's what pooping we're is definitely is, a crime.
It's like, why? What if it's like you had no choice? It's like, yeah. I was going to poop my pants.
I've pooped outside before.
It's like, well, you keep pooping in the same spot. It's like, that's when it hits every
right.
day.
But that's what's like, the difference between a horse and a dog and a human? We're all animals, bro.
But doing
Mother
it in
Earth.
The middle of a track, that's like an affront to like all that's good in
well,
humanity.
Well, that's the humor part.
Go poop in a bush.
I forgot you don't have a sense of humor.
That's not true at all. He should be hiring like the fucking most troubled kid in his school to go poop. Like he's stupid for doing his own dirty work. He
no, but
have,
then
like,
you,
friend,
well, that,
I disagree there. Guy. Then it becomes, then you gotta trust the pooper. Right.
Right. Like, then you're bribable.
Right, it's a perfect crime.
You can't do your own pooping though. You have to set up a poop network.
I'm on your side.
How many times did he poop? That's a big point.
I think he did.
It was all the time. He kept doing it.
Okay, see, I think that there's a certain point, like one poop. Poop
comes a little less funny when
10
it's over
poops,
and over.
That's not funny. 100 poops
start
that's hilarious.
Funny again.
Yeah, right.
There is some logic to that. Robinhood. Rundown.com/Robinhood.com.
Spirited poop.
Rundown.Robinhood.com. Rundown.Robinhood.com. You get a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help your portfolio. Yeah. One Apple stock. What?
That's a move. That's a move, Dave.
I mean, what are we going to do with that, Large?
An Apple.
Robinhood is investing app. You buy and sell stocks. I'm going to get, you know who's going to yell at me? Steve Che.
Yeah.
Sell stocks, sure. ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission free. Now, that's a good thing. We're all in on that. It's just, come on, one Apple stock. Other brokerages charge up to $10 every trade. We no account minimum is required. Get a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint. Give me a stock with some upside to help build your portfolio at rundown.robinhood.com.
What's your stock situation right now? Do you own any Twitter or Facebook?
Yeah, so I bought Facebook at like 165, sold it at 135 because I had to pay my bookie, so I had to liquefy, and it's back up to 165.
But do you own any now?
I really haven't.
Yeah. Do you own any?
Very little. I had to liquefy. I had to pay.
What about Facebook?
No, I'm telling you.
You liquefied everything.
I had to get liquid to pay.
Yeah.
I have no moves.
What Dan about was your saying you're out of moves. Are
yeah,
you
what about
of,
your Bitcoin? Where's that at?
Yeah, do you know how? Yeah, I thought I had a lot in Bitcoin. First of all, I think the only one who can access my Bitcoin is the Bubbly Gang guy who's like using it. But I looked and it's like Bitcoin. I thought I had all this Bitcoin. I have like 5 cents in Bitcoin.
I mean, we all learned.
The Bubbly
great,
guy just took it.
Yeah, we learned a great lesson with the Bitcoin craze of 2000. What was it, 17? 18?
I basically.
When Nate and Caleb started telling you it's a fucking sure thing.
When Caleb said he had bought Bitcoin, I just lit. Like, I took money out, I was like...
Guys, I got bad news for you. I bought another Bitcoin.
Just yesterday?
All Bitcoin?
Yeah, this week.
What? How many you own?
How much is it? Like, $5,000, $6,000?
Less.
Yikes.
What about Litecoin? How's your Litecoin?
I don't have any of the other ones, but I had lunch with Marty.
Oh, my God. I don't like hearing
that.
He
says there's never been a better time to buy.
Sure. I've been hearing that now for a while.
Yeah. This is an update. Go ahead.
Damn, Marty. Bitcoin Marty is unbelievable.
So Bitcoin's not a move for you right now?
I have zero moves.
What about craft as a move? Like, why can't craft be a move?
That's what we were saying. No, well, yeah. We were saying on the act that, like, if I ever got in a really, really big hole,
6.6
I would maybe just send a text to A-Rod and be like, hey, boss. You got
like,
400 million. Can I get a little?
A-Rod's definitely a pay me back guy.
Yes, but Kraft, you'd be like, listen, you're in a jam. I'm the one who's gonna spin this for you.
That's a move. It's a move.
That is.
It's a move. I'm there to bat for him right away.
It'd be a very hard ask, but it's like, I mean, you really have to be in the.
But it's a move. You can't say you're out of moves.
You might not be. You might not be as deep as you think you are if you're not ready to talk to Mr. Kraft. Because like I would have to be.
That's the last.
I'd have to be like kicked out of my apartment to hit up. Like it'd be like the last move.
The wheels are.
Russell Westbrook got in a little staring match with this kid who like touched him when he went near the court. This kid should have been kicked out of the stadium.
Yeah. His dad should have. His dad should have. The kid should have had to stay. And been like, find your own way home.
Something, whatever. I'm 100% away. You can't. You can't. You can't.
He just touched his elbow.
You like touched him.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that Russell Westbrook goes a little bit, like, you can't be, like, obviously flipping dudes off or, like, using, like, racially sensitive language towards people, but like if you're a fan, like you're allowed to yell at the people.
No, but he touched. You cannot touch, sir.
But a child touched
his
arm.
How can you slap?
Well, what? Where's? I mean, you can't bring a kid there if he's just touching. Like what? I mean, what? This.
But he touched his elbow though.
What if that kid? What if that kid wasn't vaccinated? And he had measles.
If there was mumps on the kid, like that's something to worry about. But the kid looked vaccinated. He looked like he had.
You can't just like I'm not one of these guys who thinks kids get advantages because they're kids. I'd like to do whatever I want, sit in front row.
You think Dave wouldn't want to touch LeBron?
But he got scolded like hell. Like he paid the crime.
They didn't
kick
him out. If I did that, I'm out.
Yes.
But he got 100%. More nationally embarrassed than the poop guy. Like he literally got like scolded in front of the entire stadium. Like that's a terrible look for the kid.
That special treatment, they didn't kick him out. He should be kicked out and he should be banned.
He looked vaccinated though.
The kid had good, his cheeks were flush. He didn't Girl look Scout. Like he was discolored, no jaundice.
Girl Scout cookie. So this guy made news because he bought all the Girl Scout cookies. So the girls could get out of the cold weather selling them. 2 days later, arrested on drug trafficking. Now they're like, see, it wasn't as good. Well, I don't know what one thing has to do with the other.
Well, was he money laundering?
Who cares?
I guess, yeah.
Did they, like, audit him because he was caught, because he was, like, throwing around
no,
Girl
he
Scout
went,
money?
He went viral, and then he just got arrested.
Isn't
next
this,
day.
Like, an oh, old, maybe. Like,
That's why I know do nice things for people.
Right, because they're going to fuck
you. There it is. You might get arrested for all
profile.
The drugs you're in, but...
he may be right. It's like the police may have been like, oh, there he is. He went viral.
They right, saw, but it says they saw the viral picture and were like,
well,
oh,
jumped
that guy.
You Never jumped a step things. There. Like, you can do nice things for people, just don't be running drugs out of your house.
Well, it's hard to have the extra money to do nice things if you're not doing something illegal. Most people have exit, like everybody in Miami is doing something illegal, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true.
Like most
At
people,
some level.
Yeah, most
just living people, in Florida.
Most people with a ton of money are doing shady shit. You don't get a ton of money. It's impossible.
It is hard to get money.
How did it originally come out that he had given all the money to the Girl Scouts? Did he make it public?
That's a good Ooh, question.
Probably you the Girl Scouts.
You have to move in silence if you're doing really nice things and you have like skeletons in your closet, obviously,
yeah.
Because it's going to come crashing
well,
down.
But you think like a Girl Scout thing. Like,
I mean, we've seen it a million times. The internet always wins. Whenever somebody gets built
like
up.
Ken Bone was looking at pregnant porn on
yeah,
Reddit.
Yeah, always, 100% of the time. So Brittany Renner, famous IG model, has started showing up at Kentucky basketball games. Very hot. People are saying she's going to be the new...
I think she is the new IG, like, it girl. I think she's, like, the top bitch right now.
And can I see a picture of her, Tommy?
She's replacing Ashley Judd. But you got Kentucky basketball players just sitting in the game, being, like, on film, caught just whispering, I love you, too.
Because she's attainable
one point
to
game.
The players.
By the way, 1 point game. Like, it's not
crazy.
Like a blowout. They're at the free
Well, yeah,
line.
I wish I had known this before the game last night. I would have taken Arkansas.
Yeah.
Because they're all distracted by her.
Correct.
Because
she's going to fuck one of them.
She's
so it's
young
now
enough
a war for that.
Where she could fuck them. Like, Ashley Judd's, like, 40 years old. Like, she's more, like, bait for, like, their coaches than the players. Like, she's, like, attainable for these kids out here.
And they're wildly distracted. There actually has to be, you know, there's all these different notifications you get on the gambling app, but there's not, like, that has to be a notification.
It does.
Like, Brittany Renner just showed up to the
who's
game.
Who's in the crowd?
Somebody
tonight.
Died. Like, all that weird
right.
stuff. They just, but stuff that we like. Like
right.
Oh, they buried a ball. This guy just fainted. Something like
Something.
That.
Something. Right. Agreed.
The intangibles, basically.
That are tangible.
Correct.
Tangible intangibles.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, that's a distraction game.
Right. Absolutely.
Maybe she's a plant, too. Like, when was she a Kentucky fan since? Like, this is her first time
coming
out
as
a Kentucky
fan.
I saw
Reeves. She's from Little Rock, Arkansas.
She's like...
Atlanta native.
She's funny, too. You know, she's got a great sense of humor.
That's not her.
Catlanta. That was the thing they said. Then they lost to Kansas State in that terrible game.
Devastating.
This came out yesterday. Hank, someone DM'd this to Hank. So, the NFL, the Combine is in Indy this week. This is real. A lot of people are like, oh, this thing's not real. It's 1,000% real. But it has the three of us, Caleb and Carabas and PFT, with his real name, listed as basically people who are going to try to break into the NFL. And I like what they say, basically to raise our social media influence, be on the lookout for him. It's so surreal. It's so funny. The pictures look what you want to say, like looks like bank robbers, a mob tree, all the photos somehow
they used
work
a GIF.
Together.
They took a GIF for my picture. The NFL took a GIF and like stopped
my
it.
My face
and
is like printed blurred out, unless it's just a weird angle.
Yeah, I don't know. Your picture was weird.
It might be. I don't know. I don't know why they were on like different levels too.
Everything
and
about
stuff
it,
like that. It was very, very peculiar.
It is. I 1,000% real. There's not a doubt. At first, it's like I said to Hank, I'm like, is this real? He's like, yeah. And then he sent me, he's like, why would they send a fake? And you can't make up something that looks that almost fakeish if it's fake. If that makes any sense.
Like, why like, would Carrabba's be
Carrabba's involved? Wouldn't be on the
See,
list.
See, I don't understand why the NFL doesn't fuck with us, and they should, like, release it and be like, look, be on the lookout for Barstool. Here's the head of Barstool, like, Nate and names that we can't say anymore of people who've been fired. Like, you know what I mean? Just fuck with us. Be like, here's the president of Barstool, Adam Smith.
They're taking this.
Just fuck with you.
But they're taking this dead serious.
Yeah, they are.
Like, this is not a joke in their mind. It's insane how much they are preparing for us. I don't know what to do. I've never even been
I mean, we're going to the combine, but we don't really go anywhere because we can't.
Isn't the combine now?
Yeah, we're going tonight.
So what if they, are they going
to
like stop
you
somewhere?
Try to get in?
I mean.
You got to like go really, at least Red Rover and just try and run
Yeah, we
through.
Did that last year and they just were like, you can't go here.
I like, think okay. It's been escalated since last
so
year.
So we'll just stand there.
I'm so honored to be in the names. I feel like this is like an arrival moment.
Well, they.
But at the same time, like, think about the guys who put in time, who were in the jail cells, and Hank's not even, like,
well,
Hank could just stroll right in.
Well, Ron, you bring up a good point. I think there's a few people that were left off that list that makes you think,
maybe I should try.
Oh, the,
no.
Well, no, I know there's a PMT crew that thinks it's an inside job.
Or maybe Dave Portnoy's right-hand man, a certain Tommy Smokes, not on the list.
Was that?
Really?
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. Maybe he's given. He's the rat. He's the mole.
No. Yeah.
Huh.
You got me.
You
got
to be worried if you're not on there.
Cat, no. This is beneath you.
I'm just saying. It I'm just a, saying.
Because it's a different list than like the odds that
right.
came out by the Super Bowl. Like,
right.
Because then it was like Tommy and like YP. And
it's
like,
just interesting. And Tommy doesn't like Jared because the whole Yankee Red Sox thing. So.
It's very interesting.
Last story. So this guy dipped his balls in salsa. Because he's mad about an 89-cent tip.
I'm worried now because I'll be honest, like I don't tip on Uber Eats.
Ooh,
should I be?
Then you should be very
his face
nervous.
There. You've had some testicle salsa, my friend.
You're eating nuts, semen, piss, poop. You
fuck,
don't
man.
Tip on Uber Eats?
You're full of it.
You have to tip on Uber Eats.
Because don't they wait for the tip until after they deliver? Can't you add the tip
no,
after the
no,
fact?
No, you tip before.
My face is getting flush right now.
Yeah.
I'm so worried that I've been
You've
eating,
been
eating poop
a
and
lot
piss.
Of semen.
Fuck, man. This is a terrible look for me. They have like a built-in delivery charge
oh,
at a lot
on,
of these
hold
services.
Hold on, I thought you said even no to that.
No, there's like a built-in delivery charge, especially like with caviar.
I tip.
I don't add like an extra tip.
I tip whenever the option is given to me, which is every time.
On the app?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not
on
going.
The app. That's
also
what
you have to try to give an 89-cent tip. You're a dick. Like, no tip can be said. Well, you just missed the part on the app. Like, you know how Uber, you get an email. And it's like you know, or when you log
By
in,
the way,
like, you
I
take
don't know
an
when
Uber
star. Now you tip on Uber. I don't like that. I don't like that.
Well, it's
That's
weird.
What I mean. Like people, they're just adding all these charges. Like when do I get to put my foot down and say like, no, you're charging me enough.
It's also weird.
Well,
on,
never when food's involved.
Yeah, never when food's involved. But it's
I mean,
weird
I'm
on Uber because you take an Uber. Like I took one on Saturday, and then I took one this morning, and then it pops up being like, "Do you want to tip your Saturday driver?" So he's just been driving around for 5 days. Like, fuck that guy.
But I think they know that comes in. I don't know why I keep looking at Coley like he's
because
got
the he was shocked
just,
when
he's
I said
just
that.
Nodding
I don't...
like over there. So I'm
well,
looking.
No, he brought up the delivery charge. Like the delivery charge doesn't go to the driver, Adam. Like that goes to the restaurant.
I mean, it's
Uber.
Yeah, no, and then it asks
then
you like
tip on top
it,
of that.
I think it actually asks you like five. It gives me like predetermined numbers.
Yeah,
you got to tip. If you don't tip on food, you're asking for them to do the vile thing. So that's the social contract you sign.
You're pre-tipping on food?
Whenever they ask me, I think I know on DoorDash. I think it's different. I know on DoorDash it's a pre-tip. I know that like $5, $6 every order.
For like a caviar or something like that, there's something like included in every order that I assume is going towards that direction. But I'm like, I used to be a delivery driver and I would never get tipped until I got to like the person's
door. That was old
door.
School.
That's old school. But I'm saying like now I have to give money beforehand. What if they take fucking 25 minutes? Yep. Am I going to give them the same tip as if they got to the
somebody
door in 5
me,
minutes?
I don't want to say a Buddha Ben story, but somebody told me Buddha Ben if they're 1 minute late, he complains and just keeps getting free deliveries.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
He's the god of getting free shit. He gets free shit for sport. Like, he doesn't even want the free shit, but he's like, how can I get this for free? He actually helps out Barstool all the time because he's like, let me see if I can get, like, this hotel room comped, or, like, let me see if I can get this flight knocked off of ours. So he's working hard for the comp.
It's always good to have one of those guys around. You don't want to be that guy.
No,
my like, if you go to dinner and there you have a one complainer, that's good. You usually get free dessert or something. But to be that guy. You ever think there's guys with, like, just weird fetishes that work in food product, like delivery and stuff, they like you can tip them $100 and they're still dipping their balls in the salsa.
They do it to tip.
That's just how they get
off. To have
off.
Access to salsa.
Yeah, right.
They just want to be able to dip balls.
Dipping balls in your salsa leaves you in a messy predicament too.
Right.
Yeah, like, what do you do with your balls?
Yeah, what are you doing after that?
Dab off your balls?
You gotta go like in the shower.
How do you even clean your balls? Or if he's just walking around.
You get a little spice in your pee hole and it's lights out.
See ya.
How often do you think your food is fucked with?
Oh, I think a lot. Yeah, I think a lot.
Really?
I think a lot.
All the time.
Have you guys worked? I've worked in a restaurant and I never saw someone's food being fucked with.
Depends the type of restaurant.
Right.
I just assume I'm getting fucked
with. Fetishes
of
the people in the
restaurant. I just assume I'm getting fucked with. I try not. I don't want to willingly give them a reason, but I assume I'm getting fucked with.
Unless I see a pube, I don't think I care that much.
I don't. I mean, I try not to look that close. Anything else?
Oh, the Manziel.
Oh yeah, Johnny Manziel cut.
Is this the end of the road?
It's not good. Shout out, Casey. No report on that, but it was anti-Team Burkhart, so the propaganda wheel wasn't turning on that one quite yet.
What, like, where does he
what?
Go?
No comment.
No comment from Eric Casey Burkhart.
where does it, like, does he go to the XFL? What is it, what happens?
I think he's done. I don't know.
So would you say
knocking?
That...
What were you looking uncomfortable?
Paul LaDuca and I are finally right?
What?
I just mean Gaz just locked eyes.
Yeah. What?
Would
you say Paul LaDuca and I are correct?
Not ready to concede that quite yet.
Okay.
Yeah,
see,
wait. Paul LaDuca
he
prediction.
Said, I think Dave said he will make at least one Pro Bowl. And Paul LaDuca and I laughed in his face.
You never
face.
Know. He might make it as a coach. He might make it down the line.
Very close to the end of the line on that particular statement.
Okay. You just let me know when you're ready.
Not yet. Not there
we'll
yet.
See if he resigns or somewhere else. There's a couple other leagues now, so may not be totally dead.
Yeah, if they just keep creating leagues at the pace they're creating them, I think he'll have a job.
I'd rather him than Hackenberg.
Well, yeah. Hackenberg is like, I don't understand how that guy. Remember when he was at Penn State? We're like, this guy's going to be good.
He was going to be like the best quarterback in the country. He was supposed to be like the guy. He was supposed to be like the top overall
recruit. I think
he
looks like the guy.
He's very Ryan Mallett-esque.
Looks like the
guy. Very handsome, very statuesque.
Yeah, very, very.
Big, tall guy. Shit for brains.
Yeah, sucks at football. Sucks at playing football.
We good?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the rundown.
It's